Hi, do you feel ill-equipped to disciple? If so, listen in, because that's the topic of today's message.
Hi, I'm Matt, the Development Coordinator for the Truth and Hope Foundation in Sofia, Bulgaria.
And I'm Cherie Frizonki, the author of the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship Curriculum.
This episode of Go in Peace is brought to you by listeners, supporters, and friends of our ministry.
If you want to follow along in the discussion, purchase the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship Curriculum from the links provided. It's going to make what we talk about a bit more understandable. But if you don't have it, no worries, you're still benefit by listening.
Episode 1.4. Today in our podcast, we are discussing Session 1, Page 6, Heading, Basic Beliefs and Disclosures.
Okay, so in this section, it talks a little bit about why I wrote the curriculum. One, what God did in my own life, and then how he called me to ministry to help heal other people with the same truth he did for me. But it also is explaining to people that I don't have a degree in psychology and that this is 100% biblical discipleship or biblical counseling. So
I think that's good that you mentioned that too, because I feel like it takes someone who has, you know, been doing this for a really long time to still be able to admit that, to encourage others that they can step into it, you know, because, you know, even myself, I kind of going, oh man, like I don't, you know, could I, you know, should I, am I called to do things like this? And I think that we are, because I think that God would call all of us to lead people to be set free from the bondage of sin, but also that we see all throughout scriptures that God chooses people on purpose that are not educated or talented in the areas that he's planning on using them.
Yeah.
You know, like Moses, you know, and Moses was, you know, a terrible speaker, but God said, this is what you're going to do. And, you know, so Moses, through his weakness, needed Aaron.
Exactly.
You know, it's really encouraging to know that there are times when God uses the very unexpected to do great things. And so to see that, you know, this is not something that you should first get a degree in before you start doing, can really encourage people to kind of take it as the Lord leads them.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to ask too, is with something like this, because we kind of hit the topic of psychology, and I'm sure that there are people that will come to this, turn to Go in Peace curriculum to be healed from, you know, some kind of hurt or some kind of, you know, major issue that have already turned to other resources. So have people that have already gone through like secular psychology, you know, or you had a psychologist or what do you call it, therapist?
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
Have you talked to people that have already gone through something like that, that now go through Go in Peace, and what's their experience?
Yeah, it's really amazing because, you know, people who are hurting are trying to find help wherever they can. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people do turn to the world for their counseling. And so, yeah, we've seen a lot of people who had already gone to secular counseling end up coming to us. And that's why when I wrote the book, Session 3 actually addresses some of the issues that they're taught in counseling. Because I found in my early years of doing this that the women who had gone through secular counseling, they're like saying, well, you know, I'm just doing what I'm doing because that's a defense mechanism. And I'm like, no, you're using that as a crutch. Let's look at what defense mechanisms really are. So they learned the psychology terminology, you know, and they were in the counseling that they went through. But with that, they were using it as a crutch to not grow further in the way that God wants them to grow. And so we can get stuck. Now, psychology is the study of human behavior. So when you look at psychology, and I would even have a lot of people say, well, you know, this is true what the psychologists say. Yeah, because psychology is the study of human behavior. And when you study human behavior long enough, you're going to see some patterns that people do when they've gone through a traumatic experience, for example. And so, of course, you can say this person has post-traumatic stress disorder, because when you study human behavior, you see these same things. But where I saw that psychology, for the most point, falls short is that they don't bring God into the picture, and they're not addressing the spiritual issues of what's going on in a person's life. Right. Because in the secular world, they don't want to talk about God, and they don't want to admit that anybody's a sinner. And so when you take God out of the picture, and when you take the issue of sin out of the picture, that's why we end up with this whole generation that has this victim mentality thinking, because, you know, nothing is their fault because they're not sinners, right?
Yeah.
And so because of that, it has to be somebody else's fault. Mm-hmm. And so that's where a lot of the secular psychology falls short. And unfortunately, there's a lot of good Christian psychologists out there. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not trying to like rag on psychology completely. But in some areas, when somebody is claiming to be a Christian psychologist, they're still not using God's word. I've talked to a lot of people who have come to me who were going through Christian psychology per se, and they didn't even pray with the counselor. Like every session that I start with anybody, we always open up in prayer. We pray at the beginning and we close in prayer. And also, I'm relying on the word of God to lead me and guide me. Now, just like I say in this section of the curriculum, I argued with the Lord. Lord, I don't have a degree. There's no way I can do this. I can't believe that you're calling me to disciple and biblically counsel people. Mm-hmm. And I was just like Jeremiah, where it says, I'm only a child. And I don't know how to speak. But the Lord just really put on my heart to follow him, to trust him. And when you look in Matthew 28, it says that we are to go and make disciples. It doesn't say that when we are mature and that when we've been walking with the Lord for 20 years or when we have fully memorized the whole Bible, then we go and make disciples. His word says to go and make disciples. And so from the moment we've accepted him as our Lord and Savior, we're on this path to grow and mature in him, to learn his word, and we're to help disciple people along that same path. And so we just have to be open and go do that.
Absolutely. That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, what I was kind of thinking too is like, I have been through Going Peace, and what I liked about it is it didn't have like titles. It wasn't like, oh, I'm suffering from this. And then that's where you kind of then own that title. And then you kind of have that that victim mentality that you mentioned, to where now you're wearing it even more. Yeah. Now it has a label that you even put on you. And now you see it as something that maybe, I don't know, I would assume that people are turning, that's why they're turning to medications and stuff to kind of numb the pain or numb the hurt or stop the anxiety or panic attacks from happening.
Right.
And because of that label, they now believe that the cure is this medicine instead of being healed by the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And so it was encouraging for me to go through this to see that it doesn't have any of that labeling in it. And then also that there is no self-help. And I think that that's the beauty of Christianity, is that there is no self-help.
Right.
It's understanding that God did everything.
That's right.
And all we're doing is falling on our knees.
Right.
And that's what I think you can kind of know, is that anybody has the possibility to do that. It's sometimes if we're thinking that we need to take this person through these 6 self-help steps, you might be thinking, I can't take this person through that because they don't have the strength to get themselves through that.
Right.
But if we're using God's word, we're only going to see that God is going to be able to reach those people that feel unreached.
Right.
And really, anybody can come to him at his feet. It's not something that we need to achieve. It's something that he's already achieved for
us. Yeah, so it's not self-help. It's Holy Spirit help. You know, that's what this is. And it's sad because I've had people literally come up to me and they introduce themselves like this. Hi, I'm so-and-so and I'm bipolar. Mm. And my response, I want to say, hi, I'm Cherie and I'm the daughter of the King of Kings. Mm. You know, because some people are putting their identity in what they've been labeled, like you said, and then they're stuck. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so sad that they're stuck instead of looking at who they are in Christ and being victorious. And so you mentioned really quick that then they're being put on medication. A good thing to know, if you are discipling people, you're going to have people who come to you that are on medication. Mm-hmm. I never tell somebody to get off their medication. I'm not a medical doctor, and it's not my place. Now, if somebody is coming to me and they're saying their doctor is saying they should go on medication, I tell them to slow down and wait, and let's look at this a little bit more. And one of the things I ask people before they go on any kind of medication for mental, whatever, depression, anxiety, because those are very, very, very strong and at times can be dangerous medications.
Totally.
And so one thing I always ask them is, did your doctor do a full physical? Did he do blood work? Did he do urinalysis? Did he look to see if something else is going on? When we get to the topic about depression, we'll talk about how sometimes depression can be from medical issues. You know, maybe your thyroid's out of whack. Maybe your hormones are out of whack. And so I believe there needs to be a full medical, not just meeting a doctor for 5 minutes. You know, the doctors are rushed because of their insurance policies, and they don't get to spend the time that they want to spend with you. And so sometimes I've seen people go in their office and they're like, I've been so depressed lately. Well, here's a prescription. And so if that was the case, I challenge that person to go find another doctor.
Yeah.
Find a doctor who's willing to do a full physical and get to the medical issue of what's going on, because we are body, soul, and spirit is what makes us up. And sometimes our body can be out of whack. If somebody is already on medication and they start to go through this and they just start getting liberated and they're so excited, I've had people who immediately want to stop their medication. And I tell them they need to go see their doctor because, one, there's for some medications you have to taper off. You can't just cut cold turkey.
Yeah.
And so you need to taper off of that medication, and you need to be under the supervision of your doctor to be able to do that. And if your doctor is just, you know, I have a medical condition, lupus, and I've had a doctor who said, no, you're going to be on medication all your life. And I'm like, no, I don't want to be. So sometimes you might have to find a different doctor that's willing to work with you, you know, but don't give up. Ask the Lord for wisdom, but do it in a healthy manner. That's going to be safe for you.
Yeah, it's also something that I would want to know too, because there are some times when people do go into the doctor's office and the doctor's not the one that's actually pushing the meds. The people want it as the way to quickly solve this issue that they have. They know that they've maybe struggled with depression, or they know that they're full of anxiety and they can't sleep at night, and they're going into the doctor's office with a mission of coming out with a prescription.
Yeah.
And they're putting all their hope and faith and trust in this prescription instead of turning to God. And so it's good with this, because I feel like people could go through the scripture and realize through the word that those things are not things that are things that they have to resort to the prescription for, that they could see that this is something that God wants for them to surrender into their heart.
Right.
And I've gone through those things myself when I first started a business when I was 25 years old, and I really quickly realized how much of a risk I put myself into by signing a 5-year commercial lease contract, realizing that everything that my family had was at risk of being lost. And so you talk about some sleepless nights, they are there and I know them, but I know that at the same time, that it is really encouraging to know that God is in complete control.
Right.
And that, you know, if I were to just go and get some medication to curb those anxious feelings, that wouldn't have actually solved anything. All it would have done was maybe would have conked me out at night and actually put me to sleep, which, you know, would have been nice. But at the same time, it's putting a Band-Aid on something that really needs to be exposed and healed by God and healed the right way, instead of just having a Band-Aid get put on it, because, you know, otherwise people can have the addiction then of that medication.
Right.
And now they have a new problem.
Exactly. A bigger problem than they had before.
Yeah.
So we have to be really careful with that, because I've seen that. People run to the doctor. And with all the commercials about medication now, it's like so many people are going into their doctor's office saying, doctor, put me on this one. I saw this on TV and this is... But, you know, you need to really read what those side effects, because some of that antidepressant medicine, if you read the side effects, that that some of the side effects can be suicidal thoughts or attempts. Mm-hmm. Now, why, if you were depressed, would you take something that could make it worse?
Yeah.
You know, and so you have to really, really be careful and do your homework and not just go for the Band-Aid, like you said, mm-hmm. because that Band-Aid could be covering up a lot deeper infection that's going to just fester there.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. Well, very good. Thank you for today, and we look forward to seeing you in our next podcast.
This has been a Go in Peace Leaders discussion topic with Sri Verzonki and myself, Matt Laster, based on the Go in Peace Biblical Discipleship Curriculum. If you would like to join a group of Go in Peace leaders for encouragement, support, and prayer from like-minded disciplers, click on the Facebook group link provided. May God richly bless you as you serve Him.